KPBS On Demand is supported by Walter Anderson Nursery, family-owned and operated since 1928, providing San Diego with gardening expertise and independent service for four generations. For more information, visit walteranderson.com.
Good morning, I'm Andrew Dyer, in for Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, August 3rd. Immigration courts are changing people's court dates on short notice, then ordering them deported when they don't show. More on the stunning data next, but first, the headlines. Marine officials are investigating why an F-35 jet crashed in San Diego Friday. The F-35B went down near the runway at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. The Marines say the pilot ejected safely with non-life-threatening injuries. Battery-powered hand warmers are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it's received almost 1,500 reports of Okupa brand rechargeable hand warmers overheating. That's led to 15 fires, 350 burn injuries, and the death of an 83-year-old San Diego man back in February. Some 1.5 million of the devices were sold online by Amazon, Walmart, and the manufacturer. The San Diego Humane Society says it's bringing in more than 50 Yorkies and Huskies from two overwhelmed dog owners. The Yorkies are being treated at the Society's Escondido location. Most of the Huskies are at the San Diego campus, with a few in El Cajon. The Humane Society says the large-scale influx of dogs comes as it's already caring for a record number of animals. It so happens this month marks the Humane Society's Clear the Shelters campaign. Adoption fees are half off. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Last month, the Trump administration deployed a new tactic in its mass deportation campaign, which is to schedule hundreds of immigration court hearings with very short notice. Reporter Gustavo Solis reviewed federal data that shows those hearings resulted in more than 50,000 deportation orders just in the month of June.
Mega master calendar hearings. That is what the Trump administration calls the practice of scheduling a bunch of immigration hearings on very short notice. It started in late May, and immigrant rights advocates sounded alarms, warning that people would not show up to court if they only had a few weeks' notice, and be denied due process. Now the data is out, and it shows that is exactly what happened.
Puts numbers to a lot of what people had been reporting from on the ground all over the country.
That's Joseph Gunter. He just co-authored a report on the impact of these hearings. It focused on absentia removal orders, which means deporting someone because they missed their court hearing.
And so what we saw is that after these huge numbers of hearings scheduled on short notice, is that a truly unprecedented number of removal orders in absentia were handed out in June.
Immigration courts nationwide issued more than 53,000 absentia removal orders in June, a 55% increase from May, which was already a record month. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
The death of former Chargers linebacker Billy Ray Smith Jr. last week is bringing renewed attention to the long-term effects of repeated head trauma. Smith's family says he had dementia caused by chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco takes a closer look at the science behind the disease.
Diagnosing CTE in a living person is a process of elimination.
We have to make sure that there's no brain tumors. We don't think that it's an Alzheimer's. We don't think that it's a Parkinson's disease.
Dr. Vamsi Chavakula is a neurosurgeon with Sharp Healthcare.
So it is a very tricky diagnosis.
He says researchers are looking for other ways to detect CTE, including through blood and spinal fluid, but there is no reliable test yet.
But we don't understand why some players get CTE and some do not.
Sarah Banks is a neuropsychologist at UC San Diego Health. She uses brain autopsies to learn more about the disease.
We really do rely on the families of these individuals who sadly die with repetitive head injury and dementia to donate their brains so that we can learn more about what happens.
For now, researchers are working toward a way to identify the disease during life and better understand who is most vulnerable. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
San Diego's first women's sports bar has opened in North Park. Producer Brendan Tucciannardi spoke to one of the owners about the inspiration for the new business.
Welcome to one of us.
Co-founder Kaylani Millsap says the idea for the bar was born after her experience with countless sports bars refusing to play women's games.
You know, it just got to a point where we were super frustrated and started talking about, like, hey, what if we did this?
Women's sports bars like One of Us are opening up across the country as the women's sports industry experiences explosive growth. Here's Scott Minto, director of the sports MBA program at San Diego State.
The women's sports industry right now is experiencing a level of growth like we've never seen before. Looking at it from the revenue perspective, it's projected to grow by 250% by 2030.
But for fans, One of Us isn't about the dollar signs. Carol Cook is glad to have a space that celebrates women's sports.
So the vibe right now is, I think, just feeling like a place where we're seen as women. We belong and are honored as women. It's really great for women's sports, but for women and for all sports fans, women's sports is awesome.
Brendan Tucciannardi, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Andrew Dyer. Lawrence K. Jackson will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.